From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. president will visit Cuba. President Barack Obama will pay an historic visit to Cuba in the coming weeks. That according to senior Obama administration officials. They said that earlier before the president put it on his Twitter account, thus becoming the first president to set foot on the island in nearly seven decades. The brief visit in mid-March will mark a watershed moment for relations between the U.S. and Cuba, a communist nation estranged from the U.S. for over half a century, until Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro moved toward rapprochement more than a year ago. Since then, the nations have reopened embassies in Washington and Havana and have moved to restore commercial air travel, with a presidential visit seen as a key next step toward bridging the divide. Obama's stop in Cuba will be part of a broader trip to Latin America that the president will take next month, said officials. The White House planned to unveil Obama's travel plans later in the day. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu is blaming a Syrian Kurdish militia fighter working with Kurdish militants inside Turkey for a suicide car bombing that killed 28 people in the capital of Ankara, and he vowed retaliation in both Syria and Iraq. A car laden with explosives detonated next to military buses as they waited at traffic lights near Turkey's armed forces headquarters, parliament, and government buildings in the administrative heart of Ankara late on Wednesday. Davutoğlu said the attack was clear evidence that the YPG, a Syrian Kurdish militia that had been supported by the U.S., was a terrorist organization, and that Turkey, a NATO member, expected cooperation from its allies in combating that group. This is VOA News. Dozens of UN trucks brought desperately needed food, medicine, and other humanitarian supplies to five Syrian towns under siege by Syrian or rebel forces. Nearly 100,000 sick and starving men, women, and children will now be fed and treated under an agreement between the Syrian government and the UN. The United Nations envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said that these deliveries would be a test of the government's commitment to allow the United Nations to bring humanitarian aid directly to people trapped by war. Kenya's army says it has killed the intelligence chief of the Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab. However, the group denies that. A military spokesman told reporters Thursday that Mahad Karate, also known as Abdirahim Mohammed Warsami, was killed along with 10 mid-level members of the Islamist group in an airstrike in southern Somalia on the 8th of February. A pro-Shabaab Al-Shabaab website is reporting that report is false and that Karate is fine. It says no airstrikes hit the camp. Word just coming in that an aide to Ugandan opposition leader says Kizza Besigye has been arrested in the capital of Kampala. Sean Mubori, who is in charge of communications for Besigye's Forum for Democratic Change Party, said Besigye was arrested late Thursday in the Kampala suburb of Naguru, where he had gone to investigate alleged ballot stuffing in a house run by the intelligence agency. He said Besigye was arrested and taken to an unknown location. The police did not respond to requests for comment. Besigye is Ugandan President Museveni's main challenger in the polls. South Korean defense officials say the upcoming annual military drill with the United States will be the largest ever, a sign of growing tensions with North Korea over its recent test of nuclear and ballistic missile weapons programs. South Korean intelligence officials have informed lawmakers that North Korea leader Kim Jong-un has ordered preparations for terror attacks on South Koreans. A member of South Korea's ruling party told reporters Thursday the National Intelligence Service believes the attacks could target anti-North Korean activists, defectors, and South Korean government officials. Apple Computers is gearing up for a court battle over a U.S. government order to unlock its encrypted iPhone software to help in the investigation of a mass killing. Government says Apple can help the FBI examine a phone used by the militants who killed 14 people in a terrorist-style attack in California in December, but Apple's chief executive officer posted an open letter vowing to fight that order. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.